Dictation for Mr. Jeremy Duran, J, like Japan, E-R, E-M-I. Last name is Duran, D, like Detroit, U-R-E-N. Date of birth is 5-9-91. Date of accident is 4-12-2022. Date of service is 7-11-2023. The patient is referred by U.S. Rehab for a evaluation for this patient. Patient did not disclose any primary care physician. He reported that his pain started from April 12, 2023 as a result of a automobile accident. The patient reports that, as a result of a work accident. He reported that he has fractured his foot, left foot, at work on April 12, 2023 when he fell 5 feet to the ground, leading to fracture of the foot and ankle. He underwent surgery on April 20, 2023, and he has an IME on March 2023. X-rays were done at Extension Hospital. MRI, ankle, foot, and were done at Beaumont Hospital. He has been a patient of Beaumont Ortho Institute. He reports of major pain in the left ankle and foot, as well as in the left hip, 5 to 6. He denies any pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, or any head injury or headaches. History of the accident. The patient describes that he suffered from a work-related accident on 4-12-2023 at 10 a.m. He was standing on some tubes and he was looking at chain of the crane. He was hooking up the chain of the crane and he was almost 5 feet off the ground. He was standing on top of the beams, which are 40 feet long and 4x4 in the diameter. There is a bundle of 12 beams and the tie that was together got loose. He was at the moment trying to hook up the chain of the crane. And the zip tie was not put together nicely and it got loosened up and pieces of the tubes fell down. Along with this, he fell to the ground. He was able to catch himself, but he landed on the left foot, which got fractured, twisted. There was no bleeding, laceration, or swelling. He denies any head injury or headaches. And no symptom of PBIR reported. History of presenting illness. Patient has moderate to severe pain in the left ankle and foot, which is 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Some difficulty in walking. He can walk up to 10 minutes. He can stand up to 3 to 5 minutes. Sitting is 30 minutes. He cannot work. Is sleeping only 2 to 3 hours. In addition, patient reports of some pain in the left hip area, 5 to 6. These pains are described to be continuous, throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, heavy, tender. 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected, 6. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing and walking, improved by sitting, medications, and rest. He's wearing a boot on the left foot, which is making him able to carry out his ADLs and be able to walk. He reports that there is a numbness and tingling of the left foot bottom, along with muscle weakness of the left leg. Bladder and bowel incontinence is not reported. He has had X-rays, MRI, CT scan, EMGs, bone scans before coming here. He is a patient of Beaumont Hospital Ortho Institute. He reports that he has had physical therapy, he has had operation on 4-19-2023 for the fracture of the foot that he had. He was initially seen at Concerta Urgent Care with a doctor 3 or 4 times. Then he was referred to Beaumont Hospital Ortho Clinic, where he had a physical therapy for more than a year, 3 times per week. System review is unremarkable. Past surgical history. He had a surgery with Dr. Fortin at Beaumont Hospital, Royal Oak, at orthopedic surgeon on 4/19/2023. There are no allergies. Family history. Mother is alive, father is alive, and four brothers, one sister, no medical problems in the family. Relationship status, patient list with a friend who has three kids and is single. Employment status, patient is not working since the time of this accident, 4/12/2022. He works for Cheyenne Steel, S-C-I-O-N-S-T-E-E-L. He works at a crane, a metal crane, and he's a steel worker on remote. He lifts 150 to 125 pounds every day, all day, stands all day, walks all day. The patient has legal history. Patient has John Charters, J-O-H-N-C-H-A-R-T-E-R-S of Charter, Tyler, Zach, and Shearer, S-H-E-A-R-R, law firm. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. ADLs, patient reports that his enjoyment of life is affected 10, relationship with other people 8, ability to concentrate 6. Additionally, patient reports that the running, writing, and opening container is affected 10. Feeding, toileting, and bathing is affected 7. Physical examination. This is a 32-year-old African-American male. Blood pressure 139/98, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 100. Height 5'6", weight is 185. Thirty-two-year-old African-American male of a good build condition, wearing a boot on the left ankle and foot, is able to walk reasonably well with slight limp. No anxiety, depression, pain faces are noticed. Good attitude, demeanor is noticed. Stress and hygiene is normal. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological musculature examination. Musculoskeletal examination is completely normal. Please use the template to type it. No tenderness is noticed anywhere. Extremities examination is from the template, except for the left ankle and foot. Rest of the extremities, including left hip, is all completely normal. Diagnosis is a avulsion of the bony fragment of anterior process of calcaneus, minimal calcaneal contusion of the plantar aspect of the calcaneal cuboid articulation. Narrow edema of the first and fourth metatarsals. Isolated fluid distension of the first intermetatarsal bursa. This is a chronic avulsion injury, non-union, for the fracture. Of the calcaneus. The patient has orthopedic appointment on July 19, is improving 30%. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to continue for this gentleman at two times per week for left ankle and foot for with the acupuncture. disability continues for work. The diagnosis placed in the diagnosis in the ankle M25.572, M76.60, M77.40, M77.50. And in the foot, M79.672. Medications. Patients provided following medications: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing, trazodone 75 mg at night for sleep and rest and relieve the GAD disorder and depression, lidocaine patches 5% daily, 30 of them for topical pain relief, narcotic analgesics. Patients provided with Norco 7.5 325 per hour, 14 tablets for pain relief. Non-pharmacological, home exercise plan, psychiatry referral, yes, fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other records, we reviewed some of the records available from the Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are on the table. Surgical options, patient is already seeing a orthopedic surgery at the hospital and he has an appointment on July 19th. Neuropsych evaluation not warranted, attended care caseworker not warranted, past medical records are reviewed and ordered. Investigations, no new investigation needed. DME, patient already has a boot for the left ankle and he'll be seen in the next time. Thank you. A functional analysis was ordered in addition as the patient is planning for a disability determination. Thank you.